This is Square City, where your mama warned you about. We're queer here, we're LGBT here.
In the crowd alone.
Hi guys.
And every second passing reminds me
it's
I'm
Queer
not
of Square City.
Home.
How are you all doing? What's up? What's up? What's going on between your spaces? Yeah, this week. I'll be talking on sissyphobia within the LGBTIQ community. What's going on?
My happy little pill, take me away, dry my eyes.
Yeah, I'm back, guys.
My sweet little pill.
Talking about sissyphobia within the LGBTIQ community of Nigeria and the world entirely. What is sissyphobia, if I may ask? From Urban Dictionary. Sissyphobia is described or is defined
like a rock,
as words, actions,
sweat and conversation,
or any form of expression against effeminate men.
Take a dip into the unknown.
Yeah, cool. So what is sissyphobia?
Empty hearts, buying happy.
To me, sissyphobia is when you tell a effeminate person, no, dude, you have to man up. But why are you so effeminate? Why do you carry your bag like a lady? But your queer doesn't mean you should behave like a girl. The whole of that expression, the whole of that your words, the whole of that your shrugging of your shoulders when you see an effeminate person. The totality of that is what I call sissyphobia. And I see sissyphobia as a branch that sprung out of internalized homophobia for community members or from even community members. You know, it's so crazy within the LGBTIQ community.
Happy from shopping carts,
especially the gay community.
Kill, sipping life from bottles, tight skin.
The
Gucci down.
Feminine dudes
cocaine.
Who felt they've achieved a level of masculinity feel entitled to try correct in brackets other guys who happen to be feminine. Or whose work are seamless as anything. Whose gestures, whose voices. I've heard of people telling others that, hey, your voice sounds too effeminate or your voice is too girly. And I'm like, what do you mean by a girly voice? Is there actually a girly voice? What does that mean? Or you hear them telling the other person, why do you do this like a lady? Why do you do this like a girl? This is not coming out from a straight folk, but it's coming from a community member. And I don't know how you guys deal with it. There are a lot of hatred out there for LGBTIQ persons. There are a lot of discriminations out there. People face a lot of violations. From the outside community, the straight community, the society at large. But then, rather than them being home, rather than them feeling comfortable amidst LGBTIQ persons, we will be the one, due to fear of prejudice, telling them, no, you have to act. for as long as ever in my life before I came out and became comfortable. I was a good actor of the street role in Bracket. And then we tend to always try to push people into this role, into them acting what they are not. It's annoying. And it's kind of crazy to me when it comes out from the community. With the all of it read out, there, those negative vibe. From the outside community, should we also experience one from our own community? Should our own community also choose to be hostile? Should our own community turn to be unhomely and not even comfortable? Can't you just be yourself for once at least? Enjoy the freedom of being yourself, your true self. I'm not trying to lock or hide in the shadows of masculinity. Masculinity, I tell people, to me, it's very, very toxic. Sorry. You know, I just don't really subscribe to masculinity in brackets. I believe just be yourself without trying to generalize anything. Just be yourself. Just be. You know, it's crazy. It's annoying to me. It's annoying that you go on LGBTIQ medias like Grindr, Scruff, Manjam and Co. And you would see people writing it on their bio, no fans. And I'd be like, oh, really? No fans. I feel the only time you could have the right to write no fans on your profile or your bio is if you hosting an effeminate person can put you both at risk of violations. I believe that's the only thing. That's the only time. And the only thing that could actually allow you to put no fans. But then, some dudes just can't stand effeminate guys. There's this hatred for them, you know. While I was growing up in the community then, there was this thing that does go around on Facebook. It was actually a post, yes, it was a post. Then the post gained a lot of popularity. The post was like, the dude came online and was saying he wouldn't want an effeminate guy, but if he wanted a female, he could have gone to date one. But then, he doesn't want an effeminate dude. Ooh, are you serious? Unfortunately, the person who said he doesn't want an effeminate dude was a shalletic person, such to say, in Nigeria, was an effeminate person. Yeah, he was very, very effeminate. And I'm like, how do you do it? Such a large chunk of self-hate. How do you hate yourself so much? You know, and there's this thing about this xenophobia. It has even streamlined into gender and sexual roles. That the community expects whosoever plays the dominant role not to be effeminate. You know? Then I'd be like, how do you deal with this? You hear, it's only the passive person that ought to be dramatic and have all those kind of the feminine attributes, if I may say that. Remember when we first met? You said really? So I lied to my mom. How do you deal with it? How do you deal with it? To the extent that some folks while walking, because they hate themselves so much for being effeminate, they start to put in check their gestures, how they fling their hands, how they cross their legs. how they talk, and all of their gesticulations. Because they don't want to be feminine, they don't like being effeminate. You being effeminate doesn't change anything. Or him being effeminate doesn't change anything, doesn't change the size of his. It doesn't mean he can actually perform really, really well when he goes to that bed, you know. Oh, that doesn't even mean, because your partner is not actually stored, if I may say, or masculine and macho, does not mean she can't perform well. No, we are trying to find masculinity as a levitation for whatever performance is. You know, it's not sense making to me. It's not just. Feel free, love yourself. You know, and there's this bad thing about this sissophobia. You know, when you churn out sissophobia at people, you tend to kill their self-esteem. You know, they wouldn't feel free to express themselves. Because it'd be like, I don't know what I would do now that he would complain or she would complain. Cheers. Honey, you're beautiful just the way you are. You are not here to entertain anybody, if I may say. So feel free to be yourself, actually. Feel free. You know, just enjoy the glory of being effeminate. And then there's this another thing it causes. Sissophobia is one more thing like that. And then it heightens the level of insecurity, both for the person who is reflecting on sissophobia, and also the recipient of the sissophobia. You know, for the person who is channeling out sissophobia, you tend to express your insecurity through it, especially if you are scared that you might be effeminate, or you're always putting in check your effeminacy, if you are or not. Then when you say effeminate, they tend to just churn out your sissophobia. Then, like, it's insecurity, you know. It just comes out that way. What you can achieve, you know, what you've been spending time to, in bracket correct, because the person will feel is correcting is been effeminate. There's something you've been unable to correct, and then you're seeing somebody who expresses the glory of being that, and you're like, what the fuck is he doing? You know, you express your insecurity through it, and it's crazy. And for the recipient too, he starts to feel unsafe whenever he's going to be around such persons or such people. Just starts feeling unsafe because he doesn't know what hate speech might come out, or even hate expressions like eating and co. You know, sissophobia is one bad thing. Let's be factual. We don't need it. Be who you are. Appreciate people for being who they are. At least it doesn't take a lot of energy into being who they are, like them trying to be who they are not. Them enjoying the glory of being effeminate seems natural and seamless to them. Like, unlike the macho-ness, the masculinity you want them to be. So, Oni, this is my word for you. Be as effeminate as you are. Be extra. Yes. I love extra people. Be extra, please. In your glory, though. Not in your shame. Enjoy you being yourself. You know, you're a hero. Money. I love you all. Peace out.